You're listening to KNKX. The vast majority of gifted programs in public schools across Washington State are filled with white and Asian students. The school district in Federal Way has been expanding its gifted pool to bring in more students of color and children from low-income families. But Seattle Times education reporter Claudia Rowe discovered the district was an outlier among others in the state. She also found out the state mandates for gifted programs are more lax when compared to other districts across the country, specifically in Florida. Rowe traveled to the Miami-Dade County School District to find out how those programs work there. She sat down with 88.5's Ariel Van Cleve to explain.
When I was reporting on Federal Way, I was talking with the state, with OSPI, a lot. And in those conversations, I discovered that Washington doesn't really have particular requirements for teachers of gifted students. I discovered that that was in no way the case in Florida. And I was really interested in this question of teachers and how do we train the educators who are going to be working with this sort of highly accelerated population? And wouldn't you need a teacher with accelerated skills themselves? In Florida, across the state, any teacher of gifted students must complete special certification comprised of 300 hours of graduate level study on how to recognize gifted students and how to design a curriculum that best speaks to their skills and how to accelerate their skills and draw them out and all this stuff. It gets into their psychology. And that was so radically different from what we were doing here that I thought it begged for greater study.
And it's not just the teachers, but it's also the way that they identify those students is a very different path.
Right. Florida also has an option where different types of students based on income level and English language status can become gifted based on differing criteria. They were saying if you are a white middle class student, you need an IQ score of 130, which is sort of common, a common rating for looking at giftedness. But if you are a low-income student and or an English language learner, you don't need that same IQ score. You can get in with 117 and a bunch of other stuff too. You also have to have pretty good grades and solid interview with a psychologist who sees how you're thinking. And I mean, it's not just an IQ score. It's a much more detailed portfolio approach.
This focus on gifted programs and how you bring students in, how the teachers are trained to teach the students, why is this important to think about and to potentially change?
One of the rationales behind these differing standards for different categories of students is the fact that research is showing IQ is not static. It can stretch and it can shrink in response to sort of your environment. So the middle class kid whose parents read to them and who goes to museums and on trips and all that has just more coming in and it's going to affect their IQ. The low income kid who moves a lot, has a lot of stresses, financial insecurity, maybe they're hungry a lot. Maybe they simply go to a school in a low-income area where so many kids can't read, that's all the teacher is focused on. So those kids never get exposed to more advanced concepts, and their IQ is affected as a result. Their rationale is essentially that you're gonna see a lot of behavior problems in kids who are not recognized. A kid who is gifted but is not recognized and is sitting in a general education class could look like your worst student. This is a little bit of a stereotype saying the bored kid acts out. But according to teachers there in Miami, and I spoke to a number of them, that's what they're seeing. The bored kid acts out. The bored kid maybe is just going through the motions. But they are saying that they are able to identify and assess and sort of pull out their giftedness and create kind of a better environment for all students that way.
So they're doing all these different things in Miami to identify these kids. So have they basically figured it out or no?
Well, this is an area that is tough in education where we love numbers and data and kind of approaching everything as a hard science, but it's not a hard science, right? Miami is trying to measure potential and then once identified, pull it out. But potential is murky, right? It's not a box check. Miami is trying as much as possible to make it a science with a checklist and hard numbers. But really, maybe Washington is in many ways has traditionally been too far to one side, very much, you know, you must meet these benchmarks and then we can talk. And if we don't even meet them, we're not talking at all about the possibility of your potential. Maybe that's too far, especially for kids who are English language learners who might not have the English vocabulary to perform well on a verbal test, but still might be quite brilliant. So how are you going to find that kid? That is what Miami is trying to do. And that is really worth exploring.
That was Seattle Times education reporter Claudia Rowe speaking with 88.5's Ariel Van Cleve. You can find Rowe's story on Miami's gifted program as well as her previous reporting about the Federal Way School District at knkx.org.